So the Rebbe says that the Yehiratzim, what's the Yehiratzim from the Sefer? What should be that by Achlota to increase in the Achdus of Jewish people as a preparation for Kabbalah Satera, this should hurry and speed up and accomplish immediately the negation of the Golos, whose cause is from the opposite of Avos Yisrael, and by canceling out the cause, automatically cancel out the effect, and we should have taken from Yad the Gula Amitzus Vashleima Al Yidei Mashiach Tzidkenu. Then we'll have the Shleima Sinyan of Matan Torah, as he explained at some point earlier in the Sicha. Torah Chadoshim Yititetzi is the ultimate expression of this idea that it's all God, and seeing that in all of the details. So there was this Bepashtus, that even before Zmamat Teresenu, we should have the Kisavoy Alaretz and so on. And the Rebbe continues with that how we should see the fulfillment of the different prophecies associated with Geula. So the Rebbe says as follows, the book of Bamidbar is called the book of counting. So the Rebbe says, so we come to the book of counting, which is the counting of all the Jewish people and each one as an individual, which is also a prophecy, something associated with the future redemption, as it says, "V'atem to look to le'echad echad b'nei Israel." You're going to be gathered in one by one as individuals, each one individually, and all together become one Metzias, as it says in another prophecy, "Kahal gadol yeshuvu eina." We have one prophecy that says you'll be gathered individually. We have another prophecy that says you will come together as one great congregation. So that's these two ideas. The total unification through the bittul of the individual, and yet it's expressed in the individuality of each individual. Then the Rebbe says, till we come to the 10th counting, because Chazal say that the Jewish people were counted 9 times, and they're going to be counted the 10th time after Mashiach comes. So we'll come to the 10th counting, which that will bring along also the 10th song, because the Chazal says that the Jewish people said Shira 9 Shiras, and the 10th will come. They'll say when Mashiach comes, and the 10th red heifer. Okay, we got the 10th counting, the 10th Shira, and this will bring the 10th red heifer, which, as the Rambam says, is going to be made Al Yidei Hamelech HaMashiach Mehera Yigola Amen Ken Yirah. That this is going to be made, this 10th Baradum. This is the end of the Sikha, as the Rebbe is weaving in all the Yehiratzans. So he says that this should be through the Melech HaMashiach, who should be speedily revealed, Amen Ken Yehiratzan. The Rebbe says, Shetegah from Yad Mamish. What does that mean? That immediately, Royim, we see, Shemashiach Nimtza Kvar Beinenu. The Mashiach is ready to be found amongst us.
It says that.
That we will immediately see that Mashiach is ready to be found amongst us. And each person points with his finger and he says, Hinei zeh HaMelech HaMashiach. He puts in parentheses, Hinei zeh ba, but in parentheses, after the word zeh, he says, Hinei zeh HaMelech HaMashiach. Behold, this is the Melech HaMashiach. Ukvar ba, and he has already come. And then we come to Matan Torah, which is the Torah Chadash, the Torah of Mashiach, will teach the entire nation, and so on. And in a way that that your teacher will no longer, the last thing in the Sikha is that it should be in a way that the Torah Chadash in the future will be that one person will not have to teach another. And the Rebbe ends off the Sikha, V'layichanef oid meirech, V'hayaynecha rayas es meirech. That your teacher will no longer be hidden from you, and your eyes will see your teacher. Take it from Yad Mamash. That's how the Rebbe ends off the Sikha. The Sikha that we should see that Mashiach is already revealed. And everyone should point with his finger and says, this is, and the Rebbe puts in parentheses, this is Melech HaMashiach. And, by the way, not just Hinei Zebah. Oh, look, he's coming. This is Melech HaMashiach, and he has already come. And the Rebbe ends off the whole thing with, your teacher should no longer be hidden from you, and your eyes should see your teacher. So basically, the underlying themes that the Rebbe is emphasizing here is A, the import that the negation of machlokes and the embracing of shalom, and how, and at the same time, the Rebbe is also emphasizing the idea that Mashiach, that we should find ourselves in a situation that Mashiach is already revealed, and everyone can point with his finger and say, oh, that's him, and he already came. So basically, if you, in other words, when you hear people say that these few weeks, you'll see again how he does it again in Vayikra, and you'll see in each week how he does it, how he puts it in. In Bamidbar, it's even more interesting how he does it. But if you'll see how the Rebbe alludes to the fact, so when people come, there's still people today who will say, oh, yeah. There are people who, even today, you'll meet people who say, oh, yeah, when they sang Yechid, the Rebbe got upset, and he came down to davening later the next morning, and then the next few weeks he barely even mentioned Mashiach in the Sichas at all. You see how in the Sichas the Rebbe was mamish addressing, more obliquely, he was addressing the problem. The Rebbe said clearly right away up front what the problem is, that there's opposition from within. And the Rebbe clearly says the problem being machlokes. And again, also emphasizing the idea that this the lack of bittul, in other words, the point that Rebbe is saying is that we're calling for the ultimate bittul, but not the ultimate bittul in a way that negates your metzias. The whole point is to take that bittul and bring it down and bring it down into your metzias, make it.